have Jim Costner with us from the Tireless Project of Peoria on the line. And this weekend is the kickoff to the season for the Tireless Project. First of all, Jim, why don't you tell us what the Tireless Project does, what it's all about?
So the Tireless Project was started to try and combat the issue of illegal dumping of tires in the local neighborhoods. So this is a volunteer-ran organization. We have several corporate sponsors which help make this possible. And, you know, what it was set up to do is to allow residents to get out, clean up their alley or their block or their street, and bring their tires down to us for free. You know, you can drive anywhere around the city and see a tire here and a tire there. And the real objective of this is to not, you know, burden the taxpayers with having to pay to have these tires picked up, but more to get community involvement and pride in your neighborhood.
Now, this has been going on for a couple of years.
I think this is going to be our seventh year that we've been holding these. So, you know, it started out really small. We'd get a couple hundred tires here and there, and now that word has spread and we're getting a lot of involvement. We're doing about 1,100 tires per month, per event that we do. So we've been really excited to see how much the community has participated, and we've gotten a lot of great feedback as to how important this has been.
Now, to bring your tires to the Tireless Project, you do have to be a resident of Peoria, correct?
You have to live within the city of Peoria, just kind of something that we worked out with Peoria Disposal Company, GIMAX Group, as well as the city of Peoria. It's just a, you know, thank you, and here's an easy way to help clean up your neighborhood.
And there's a limit on how many you can bring, right?
Yep, you're allowed to bring 10 tires for free, and then we ask for a dollar donation for every tire over that, with a maximum cap of 20 tires per person.
And there's also guidelines on what type of tires, right?
That's correct. So we cannot accept any tires that are on aluminum or steel rims. We cannot accept anything that is off a agricultural unit, a large tractor tire, or anything from large trucks, semis, things along those lines. So this is meant for passenger car tires, small truck tires, motorcycle tires. I mean, we've seen even bicycle tires come through. So pretty much anything that you can fit in your car is what we can recycle for free.
And I know that you guys have a maximum of how many tires you can fit into the trailer each month. Again, what is the limit, and what are the hours this weekend for the first Tireless Project of the year?
So the first Tireless is on April 24th, Saturday, and it's from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at 2000 West Clark Street. We do have a maximum capacity of about 1,100 tires, so, you know, that's pretty much what we shoot for. Normally, by about 10:30, we are pretty much full on tires. We can fit a couple here and there, so we ask that you try and get down early to come see us closer to the 9 o'clock hour to make sure that we can take them for you. You wouldn't have to wait till next month. And more information about how to get to us and upcoming dates and all that can be found on our Facebook page, which is at Peoria Tireless Project.
All right, Jim, thank you so much.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing everybody down there on Saturday, and we will be going rain or shine. It looks like we might have some a little bit of rain coming through that morning, but we plan on pushing through and help kick this year off.
And if they can't make it this weekend to the first Tireless Project, what is next month's date? Do you know?
May 22nd, and following that would be June 26th. The only month that we are not doing a collection is going to be July of this year. We have some scheduling conflicts. So July is the only month in which we will not be collecting tires.
And
this runs all the way through the end of October.
Thanks, Jim Costner with the Tireless Project in Peoria.